gotta empower the people. I know that that's what made us successful. It's because we were the people who needed the housing. And we were the people who demanded the housing. And we had people like you who were supporting us and build that support for us is why we won. Now I know that you have done this over and over again, taking over these houses and getting put out. They done got so that they don't even take you down to the jail. They just put those little bands on you and take you to their little room, you know, let everybody go on and all the reports. You don't want that anymore. What you want is to demand to fill up this jail downtown. Because see, that's the way they isolate you when they don't bring you to the jail downtown. I can tell you that those houses are costing taxpayers millions of dollars just to be sitting there vacant and when they tear them down. Demand and stay and continually to keep the seat up. Don't leave if you have to start 24-hour vigil. And remember what I said, start going to Pelosi's house. Go to Willie Brown's house and camp out. Take the children. Start beating people in front of their houses. Just keep the heat up. Thank you.
And that was Dorothy King at a Homes Not Jails rally in San Francisco. My apologies for the bad voice reproduction. Hopefully the rest of it is better. This was a demonstration where about 55 people were arrested for occupying two elements of housing, two housing units up in the Presidio. Again, housing that has lain vacant for years. Here's more speeches on the subject and then a little on-the-spot action describing the police activity.
And we are here basically to go on a march and go out to the Presidio and take these homes because we cannot, as has been said by many people so far, rely on the government or on any politician to give us housing or to give us the resources that we need to survive. And as a former homeless person, I can tell you, I was homeless when I was 14 years old. And if I didn't take action when I was 14 years old, I would have been dead on the streets a long time ago and not doing the activism that I do now to help other homeless people get into housing. The Presidio... The Presidio housing is being slated for demolition. There are 466 vacant units. And I find it rather ironic that in a city which is the highest income of any city in the United States, having 466 units demolished when there are 10,000 homeless people on the streets here. We have the highest homeless rate per capita of any city in the United States in such a rich city where Willie Brown can afford to spend $5,000 on each person for a dinner for the mayor's conference. We need affordable housing for homeless people. We need housing for homeless people now, and we need to take it now. And all these people here, I want to see you all marching, and I want to see you all coming up to the Presidio and taking housing. Because the only way that we're going to get anything done in this country is through direct action. We need to get into the streets, and we need to take housing now.
Big crowd. You work with San Francisco Liberation Radio. Does this seem like a successful demonstration to you, or is this it's unusual in any respect?
Yeah, it looks like about 300 or 400 people here. That's pretty good.
Which actually matches the number that was at the Religious Witness a couple months ago on the same issue.
I guess so, yeah.
Any indication of... I see no police at all. It's interesting.
That is interesting. I don't see any police either. I guess they got a permit for this demonstration, and apparently I'm sure they would have had to have a permit to have the amplified sound.
So critical mass yesterday may have worn out the police, so they've all gone home, and they're in the donut shops kind of recuperating?
Yeah, maybe they're just all resting up from critical mass last night, chasing all those bicycle riders around.
Were you covering that? Or?
No, I wasn't.
I had my hopes. Anything happening in San Francisco that Santa Cruz should know about?
Can't think of anything. I mean, everything's going pretty well. You know, the radio stations are still on the air. Nobody's been...
So we could use. We could use a radio station.
Yeah. Don't you have a radio station in Santa Cruz?
Theoretically. Yeah, we have a radio station, but it isn't a station that you can use, for example, as a broadcaster. You could send in a tape to it. So it's it needs a home. So.
Yeah.
Between the role of the skateboarders. We're marching right across, I guess it's
We're marching down Fulton Street behind a huge puppet, National Park Service, Presidio Trust.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why are we following the Presidio Trust around?
Nancy
I can't
Pelosi
understand.
Put the whole thing into a trust for 10 years
right.
and shut everybody up. And after that, it's supposed to pay for its own keep, and that's when PG&E is going to move in. Great big corporate buildings will take up that beautiful space. It's under the auspices of the Parks and Recreation Department for 10 years just to have everybody drop the subject and shut up.
And then
corporations are moving in, honey, with big gardens all around and spas and luxury, you know. PG&E and all other kinds of buildings will move in and take over. So it's up to a whole lot of uproar over the 10 years.
Let's create some uproar today. We're marching on Market. Marching past the Fox Plaza. And lots of us here, we're not paying much attention to the traffic signals. We're being led by a large puppet. Part of it's got a picture of Nancy Pelosi's face on it. It's about 15 feet high. Yellow banners, black and red banners, even a couple of people from Religious Witness, Father Vitelli and another Franciscan wearing a cowboy hat. A bicyclist! All right. Are you one of these subversive critical mass types?
Yeah.
Were you massing yesterday?
I missed them yesterday when
you
I
missed the mass? Is that what you're saying?
I'm usually there, but that wasn't me.
Any friends of yours that you've talked to about that?
Yeah, my housemates were.
And what did they say happened?
They didn't even know about the arrests and all that crazy stuff. They were in the mass.
Yesterday, that was on Friday, I guess. The papers claimed 200 were arrested.
Yeah, 250.
250?
I think so.
Really?
I saw the police, like, jumping people on the bikes and knocking them down and stuff on the TV.
From the media.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Norris Kramer. And Norris, are you an organization guy, an individual, or both?
I'm an activist.
Okay, with what group?
Just myself. I just go like where the spirit moves me.
And what, why are you here today?
Because I used to be homeless, and I'm out here trying to support the homeless.
Do you think it's going to create some housing?
Yeah, I'm going to occupy the housing on the Presidio.
Are you going to be sitting in with folks and maybe getting arrested?
Well, I'm going there and see what happens.
I guess a lot of us feel that way. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Any word for Free Radio Santa Cruz?
Homes, not jails.
And here's poet Jack Hirschman. Hey, Jack. Any comments on this rally or march or walk along?
It's interesting. It began very slowly, but then it began to gather. And I'm here with my translator from Sardinia, Italy, Mariella Setz, who has had a lot of experience with crowds and demonstrations in Italy. She said it's a very good demonstration. She said there's not that many people in the sense that there aren't thousands here, but the quality of this demonstration is really good.
Quality,
it's full of many people who have been very active in terms of the housing movement. Homeless people are also here. People who are going to go out to that Presidio and they're going to really blockade and enter buildings, etc.
We don't have monitors with little uniforms and badges. We just have human beings who are standing at the intersections as we cross the street, sort of informally stopping traffic. I hear this. This was a permitted rally, Jack. Is that right?
Yes, it is a permitted rally. I'm sort of surprised that there's not a single cop along. But then I asked a couple of the folks working inside the rally, and they said, "Oh yeah, well they're waiting for us, of course."
So of course, they know where to find us.
They know where to find us. This is a little surprising, though, that we're walking right down. Here we're walking down Van Ness Avenue.
Well, maybe Brown got a black eye yesterday. He didn't want to get two black eyes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You ever get in the loop, have some soup, and no time to get down. We're definitely in need of anybody who's coming up here lending a hand. That would be grand. And you can find us at 6:30 or so, still at UN Plaza.
That's what I hear.
And I believe with critical mass becoming such a success, there's thousands of people out in the streets. riding their bikes.
Were you there?
Definitely. I would not have missed it.
What happened? Any on-the-spot reports?
Well, what I'd say is they practiced the tactics and strategy of a guerrilla bike fair.
Uh-huh.
The tactic and strategy of anarchy in practice,
uh-huh.
And ignored all what they say, ignore all leaders,
uh-huh.
And it took its own form throughout the city, and it seemed to me that we certainly brought the city to a stop, and made a point that there's a whole new social class of folks riding bikes to work where they can get a job. I call it the countercultural proletariat.
Any police arrests that you saw?
Well, I saw a few. I missed the big bus. I was a block away, but definitely that needs to be talked about. It will be talked about.
So it's 15 to 6, and we are on the Presidio, having moved around to the free speech area, passing Building 1808, the Chinese American International School. Ran into a bunch of animal rights activists of a youthful character who told us there were lots of cops here, but we weren't not experiencing passage problems. So indeed, we see about, well, four squad cars and a squad wagon, or two squad wagons here, and cops are waving in a friendly manner. Obviously, they've been told to not beat up any bicyclists today. Yeah. Currently have taken a house. Or at least there are folks in a house with banners hanging out of the house. Looking good. For those of us scragglers who finally made it in spite of automotive problems. Police officer standing at some distance from the house, a camcorder on his shoulder, recording the proceedings. Banners, food not bombs, homes not jails, no doubt, and various others are hung from the windows. Hey, Richard, what's going on?
There's two houses that have been taken over, and as you can see, people are leaning out the windows. A little while ago, we had music going. There were people dancing in the streets. It's been quite a party this afternoon.
I see. And there's been no interference from police?
Not as yet. Their police are here. They're videotaping, but they've made no effort to go inside the houses and pull the people out. It's a very festive atmosphere right at the moment. And a woman just now from the roof of this building here made an appeal for blankets. They need 34 blankets. Apparently they have 34 people inside, and they need 34 blankets and some water.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
All right.
Good to see you.
Representative Nancy Pelosi, Mayor Willie Brown, the Presidio Trust, and the other politicians, they want the Presidio to be a playground for the rich. They're willing to let rich people live here, but they don't want any poor people living here.
Seems to be folks who climb in are asked to stay in, and we have a legal support person who's doing some preliminary work and taking some information about a person who's going to get in and stay in at this one of the two houses taken over here at the Presidio. And we have a poet sitting over across the street on a stump. We have five park rangers on horses at the edge of the road up here, and several squatters are on the roof. Homes Not Jails is the banner that is slung off the veranda at 1811 here. Vacant Presidio homes for homeless people.
Well, 1,000 people and 8,000 jobs were eliminated to build those new buildings down there by downtown. They took out the SRO hotels, were taken out, low-cost, really solid, good housing, housing that had survived the earthquake and housing that had been built just after the earthquake. Lots of blue-collar jobs that you didn't have to be a computer engineer to get were eliminated when they tore down all the little factories, and now they're doing it with the ballparks. And the point I want to make is this isn't just a matter of neglect. It's not just a matter of they're not building low-income housing. They have had for decades a deliberate policy of destroying low-income housing. And it's based on a fantasy. The fantasy is if you make the rich people richer, sooner or later we'll all be rich, and we'll be able to afford $800 a month rent. Right? Well, there used to be actually places to live in the city of San Francisco that you could rent for $25 a month. They weren't the world's greatest places to live, but they were roofs that didn't leak. They were beds that were up off the floor, you know, in the Mission, in North Beach, along Mission Street. And there's been a systematic policy of destroying all that affordable housing. And now when they have suddenly a bunch of housing that's available, this housing here, the housing at the Alameda Naval Air Station, where the people from the city council and so forth are saying, oh, well, that's run down old housing. Nobody could live there anyway. You see the kind of run down old housing that was built with government contracts where you could do as big a cost overrun as you want. Builds pretty good housing when you're through. Very nice. Much nicer than HUD housing, for instance. And I don't think it's true, as somebody said at the rally earlier today, that the only way we're going to get housing is by squatting it. But I'll tell you, that's one of the ways we got to get it. And I've talked long enough.
All right.
6:25, and I've entered the house. The house to the right with less folks.
Not sure how many people we have in here. Nice looking place. Expansive rooms.
Yeah, I said we're talking about it.
So the police are going up. Go to the roof and take a peek. We're in the attic here. And how many police do you see, Judy?
It's a parade.
Parade of police officers.
Holy shit. Oh.
So there are about, what, 10 of us or so in the house? Not sure. Is it a lot of police?
Yeah. Do you want to collect the food stuff?
I understand you're a man in love, Ted.
I'm a man in love.
Congratulations. It must be good love if the same you give a cigarette. The child involved. Double congratulations.
So, the line of police is approaching the first house. I'm in the second one. And there are a group of people who have barricaded themselves or have held hands outside and they're blocking the advance of the police. And they're obscured from my vision, so I can't see what's happening. Looks like about, what, I'm guessing 20 police officers. There's still about 75 people outside. I see about 20 or 30 of them. The police are making an announcement of some sort.
His name and of what crime we're committing. What?
3 minutes to clear the area or we will be arrested.
Well, I'm ready to check
it. At this point, I passed my tape recorder outside the house I was occupying with 9 other people to reporter Becky Johnson, who interviewed the head of the entire Park Presidio Police, a man named Hugh Irwin, who I knew personally because he had arrested me a month before when I was involved in a similar protest, occupying another house with a group called Religious Witness for the Homeless. Irwin actually arrested me on that occasion for simply for witnessing his harassment of another demonstrator who had been kind of hit by a car, and instead of arresting the driver of the car who had hit the demonstrator, they were arresting the demonstrator. Interesting turnabout. Irwin, at that time, arrested me on a charge of disturbing the peace. Disorderly conduct, and the charge was dropped. And then on this occasion here, and on this most recent demonstration, I was arrested for two charges, as were most other people, protesting without a permit and trespass. Here you hear Irwin in an interview with reporter Becky Johnson, who can't get too much out of him, but you get a sense from his tone what's going on.
Now, the issue here, of course, is that certain organizations feel that this housing most correctly should be used to house homeless people. And what would you say about that?
I don't have any comment on that.
And that's because of your professional job description?
It isn't my place to comment on policy issues like that.
And if you were, like, say, home and in your bathrobe and we were just sitting around table, you would have opinions then?
I wouldn't have any opinions discussing it with the press at all, under any circumstances. It isn't my place to have those opinions or to express them.
And is there an entity or here at the Presidio that is responsible for issuing statements to the press?
The superintendent's office has a press affairs person who takes care of most press relations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are you planning on doing here today, Major Irwin?
We'll make arrests, document any vandalism, and then we'll resecure the houses.
Robert Norris is still inside the unit at 1811 is the address on the house. And on the between the two buildings that are occupied, there's a row of U.S. Marshals with some discussion with one of the marshals about the fact that there are no badge numbers or name tags displayed on these uniformed officers.
I think the song request is, when we move the line forward, you guys should back up. Do you guys know that one?
They're going to arrest us pretty soon, just so you know. I know.
They're not going to arrest us, only if we are within our legal rights.
I don't plan on standing here while the police line moves forward, but they're gonna move it back to there, and then they're gonna drag these people.
Okay, we've been asked to move. The police line is.
Hey, back up, folks! You're gonna be arrested.
We're trying to find out where people are being taken.
Okay, now we're backing up as the police line moves forward so that the area in front of the second occupied house is, I guess, taken over by uniformed officers are taking control of that area. Do you have any feelings about homelessness here in San Francisco, sir?
I haven't commented on that.
They have to ask the government what their thoughts are first before they can say anything.
And meanwhile, inside, I and nine other people played blackjack as they arrested us one by one. We were playing this card game as we were taken off in handcuffs and then transported to a more distant holding area inside the Presidio, though not to jail. And they then had an unusual process by which they only released those of us who had picture ID, unlike what they'd done a month before. This was under the guidance, this new policy of holding up on releasing people under Lieutenant Wasserman's gentle hand. I was released very quickly, but there were others who were held in custody for hours and hours in these tight plastic handcuffs that quickly numb your hands and can produce nerve damage and damage to the wrists. There's also a group of protesters who refused to give their names in solidarity and also as an attempt to create a essentially kind of trouble for the authorities, a block of people who were saying, in essence, release all of us or don't release any of us, a kind of jailhouse solidarity. The solidarity kind of continued until the wee hours. This was almost 1 o'clock when everybody was released. And it worked. They released everybody as a group, both those who had ID and those who didn't. Again, everyone had charges trespassing and protesting without a permit, the second charge in previous Homes Not Jails occupation 2 years before in the Presidio had been thrown out of court, or actually, I think the judge who rules on these cases ruled it was, they've been found not guilty of that charge. In charges of this kind, though these are misdemeanors, that is somewhat more serious than infractions, usually punishable by jail, because they're federal charges, this is all happening on federal property, you can't get a jury trial unless it's more than 6 months in jail as a possible sentence. And so you can't use arguments like necessity, you can't appeal to a jury of people that hears all this housing sitting vacant so that politicians can play games with the rich, and while meanwhile more than 155 homeless people are dying in San Francisco, those that are counted, and the housing is even considered being demolished. Some of the units of housing already have been demolished. Anyway, we go to arraignment on these charges on August 14th, and hopefully I'll be passing on information to the Santa Cruz community about what's going on. But that may not happen on this show. This has been Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides, Civil Rights for the Poor and Homeless in Santa Cruz, and you've been listening to 96.3 FM. This show has had a real good run. We've been going for about 2.5 years now on Free Radio Santa Cruz, and we're kind of tuckered out. I am, that is. Also, because I'm not sure how many people are even listening to this show, I get very little feedback, almost no feedback. I'm feeling that it's a better process to use some kind of written flyer or information sheet to give out the kind of stuff you're getting on the air. And I really want to thank all of you for having been such faithful listeners over the last 2.5 years, those of you who have been. And to keep an eye out for the Street Shit Sheet, which is a publication I've written for about a decade. Hasn't been out for a year, but hopefully it'll be out again soon. If you want to get in touch with me about anything you've heard on this show, or if you have anything you want to put in the Street Shit Sheet, or possibly over the air if we do a future edition of this show, give a call to 423-HUFF, 423-4833. So I encourage you, as ever, to keep your eyes open and give a little time down on the Santa Cruz Pacific Mall to watch what's going on down there, and to raise your voices in opposition when you see harassment of poor people and homeless people and countercultural people happening, as has been happening repeatedly and increasingly over the last few months. The politicians, the liberal politicians, the progressive politicians are not supporting us. They're not supporting the rights of poor people. And it's obvious that the community has to step in where the politicians have failed, in fact, created special interest legislation for merchants, and given the police more power to essentially run off whoever they don't like from downtown Santa Cruz. This is not the community we want. This is not the community we're entitled to. And it's, the only way we can stop this is if individuals who are watching take a stand. When you see harassment happening, stop, draw other people's attention to it, get names, get witnesses, but above all, let the police know they are being observed very openly and clearly, and it's not going to be tolerated. Goodbye. Good luck. Thanks for having tuned in. See you down the road a piece.